someone dropped this glass on the floor and it smashed, they'd say, oh, the glass is
broken.
Someone talking about water might say, how much water have you
drunk?
You say, I drank three glasses. When you have friends to eat with you to dinner, how do you invite them to the table?
Dinner set.
Now, do you say, would you say this to close friends? Or would this be more of a formal occasion?
That's the way I would tell it to Sonny. When Sonny was sitting in there reading the paper, I'd say, dinner is served.
Who's Sonny?
My brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My brother.
I didn't hear his name before. Did you say W.P.?
W.P.
Well, I didn't know him as Sonny. I didn't recognize that.
William Hiram. Hmm.
Would you ever say, come sit down, or anything of this sort?
Well, you could say dinner is
ready. I'm talking about you. You wouldn't be likely to say that.
No, I don't think so.
All right. When you are at the table and you have food on the table and you're serving family style with the food on the table, you might tell someone, telling them to have some potatoes, you might say,
will you please pass the potatoes?
Or to
May I have some potatoes? Will you have some potato?
All right. Would you ever say, help?
Help yourself.
And when you're told to help yourself, then you yourself. You told me to take some, so
I took some.
I myself.
I helped myself.
Fine. If someone offers you food.
Catherine's gone.
Oh, she is? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, in that case, I could have talked, couldn't I? I'm sorry. If someone offers you food and you don't want any, you say,
no, thank you.
I don't
care for any.
All right. Would you say the same thing to your host and to friends? I mean, you'd say this to anyone who offered you food. You wouldn't use another expression.
I don't think so.
All right. Food that has been cooked and then is to be served a second time is?
A second helping?
No, that has been cooked, you know, and put away.
Oh, leftovers.
All right. You put food in your mouth and then you...
Sure.
Have you ever eaten mush?
Oh, yes.
How is it made?
Cornmeal, water, salt.
Put together, mm-hmm. And do they cook it then?
Mm-hmm. About one part meal to four parts water.
Oh, is that the proportion?
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you know how long to cook it?
Well, by the time the four parts water has, the meal has absorbed, you know, the water and the meal cooked together into soft and looks like it's all a thick kind of consistency, but not too thick, then I'd say it's done.
How is it served?
Kind of like grits.
What would you put on it?
Butter.
Anything else? Do they ever put anything sweet on it, or?
No, some people might put a little sugar and cream on it, but I prefer it with butter.
Do you ever see it cooked pretty thick and then sliced and fried?
It's good that way.
It is?
Especially for leftovers.
I see.
After it gets cold, you know, and you had some leftovers, just slice it and fry it along with your bacon.
Then how do you put anything on it when you serve it? I've never had that.
No.
You just cook, fry it. Do you better
just
butter
fry it,
or?
Let it brown. Turn it over. Brown it on that side.
Huh.
It's real good. And the bacon gives it a flavor.
Hmm. No, I've never had it like that. It sounds good. The things that you would grow in a garden for your home use are?
Oh. You want me to name some?